If you know your ABCs and you mind your P's and Q's, you can easily drive yourself nuts over apostrophes. Careful writers and speakers know that apostrophes are used primarily to form possessives and contractions. And they know that if you use an apostrophe to form a plural, like carrots, spelled C-A-R-R-O-T apostrophe S, it looks really bad. Yet sometimes it seems there's literally no way to form a plural that your reader will understand without using an apostrophe. And if you notice, these are often the times that involve either letters, acronyms, or initials. Know your ABCs. Mind your P's and Q's. Things like that sometimes seem to beg for an apostrophe. And that's no illusion. In fact, some of these cases, you really should use an apostrophe to form the plural. But first, a quick note about the term acronym. Contrary to popular perception, CIA, FBI, and PDQ are not acronyms. They're abbreviations, or initialisms, or just plain initials. Acronyms are similar, except they're pronounced not as a string of individual letters, but as words. NAFTA is an acronym because you pronounce it NAFTA and not N-A-F-T-A. FEMA is an acronym because it's spoken as a word and not as the letters F-E-M-A. Some dictionaries do allow the word acronym to function as a synonym of initialism, but most still don't, so be careful with this term. Now, regardless of whether you're working with an acronym like FEMA, an initialism like FBI, or just letters themselves, how exactly do you form a plural? Well, different publishing styles have different guidelines, but in general, those guidelines follow the philosophy that when an apostrophe can prevent confusion or a misreading, it's fine. For example, lowercase letters almost always take an apostrophe to form the plural when you're speaking about the letters themselves. They have to. Otherwise, mind your P's and Q's written in lowercase would be indistinguishable from mind your P's and Q's. There would be no way of knowing that the S is there not as an equal of P or Q, but specifically to form the plural. When it comes to uppercase letters, publishing styles disagree. If you write that you got mostly B's and C's in school, AP Style would have you put apostrophes in there, while the Chicago Manual of Style calls for no apostrophes. But what if you got A's? Well, A plus S without an apostrophe makes the word as, which is why a lot of editors ignore Chicago's rule and put in an apostrophe. You got A's, A apostrophe S. But all that's just for individual letters. For initialisms and acronyms like IOUs and DVDs, terms like ABCs, or even abstract ideas like multiple FEMAs or multiple NAFTAs, there's usually no need for an apostrophe before the S. But when the context is all capital letters, it changes things. For example, if you're talking about a sale on DVDs in the middle of a normal paragraph in a book or article, you would not use an apostrophe to form that plural. It would be capital D, capital V, capital D, then lowercase s. But if this were a sign that was written in all capital letters on a storefront that said, sale on DVDs, without an apostrophe, you'd have capital D, capital V, capital D, followed by capital S, which would look like something pronounced DVDS. Unless you add an apostrophe, it's not clear whether the S is standing there as a letter on par with D and V, or whether it's there to form the plural. So the apostrophe makes it clear that a sign in all capitals is hawking DVDs and not DVDS. This would apply in really weird cases, too, like if you were writing in all caps about the idea of multiple FEMAs or NAFTAs. Those would have to take apostrophes, too. If you want an easy general guideline, here it is. Never use an apostrophe to form a plural unless the lack of an apostrophe would create confusion. And if this policy makes for some weird inconsistencies, you can make the call of whether to defy the basic rules in order to create consistency within your document. For example, though the Chicago Manual of Style would have you write A's, B's, and C's with no apostrophes, some publishers have a policy of writing A's with an apostrophe, but B's and C's without. course, a lot of people who saw that would think it was a mistake. So if you're dealing with fussy readers, play it safe by just using as few apostrophes in your plurals as possible.